USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And a Merry Christmas morning. Here's something that doesn't happen every Christmas.
Decollage, liftoff from a tropical rainforest to the edge of time itself. James Webb begins a voyage back to the birth of the universe.
That as the world's largest space telescope blasted off from Europe's spaceport in French Guiana, the James Webb Space Telescope's mission, explore the universe for exoplanets and study their atmospheres. NASA scientists are expecting that that telescope could potentially uncover evidence of life outside Earth. This Christmas morning launch was live streamed on NASA's website and its TV channel. Travelers not planning to go as far as space are running into a lot of flight delays and cancellations this Christmas Day. FlightAware says U.S. airlines have canceled or delayed over 2,100 flights today. A lot of it's weather-related. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In Los Angeles, the county coroner's identified the teenage girl accidentally shot and killed by police in the dressing room of a Burlington store. 14-year-old Valentina Peralta died after those LAPD officers opened fire on an assault suspect and a stray bullet went through the wall of the dressing room she was in. They're reporting the girl was with her mother and trying on dresses for a celebration when she was shot. The suspect was also shot and killed. California authorities say a surfer has been killed by a shark. The Morro Bay Harbor Department posting a notice Friday morning saying the male victim was found unresponsive on the beach after suffering from what appears to have been a shark attack. The victim pronounced dead at the scene. His identity has not been released. Spider-Man No Way Home is now the biggest movie worldwide of the entire year of 2021. This latest entry into the superhero franchise set to cross the $1 billion mark today. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Honored helping veterans this Christmas season. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger donated 25 tiny homes to homeless veterans in Los Angeles for Christmas Eve. He tweeted, "It was fantastic to spend some time with our heroes and welcome them into their new homes. To me, this is the greatest Christmas gift." The former actor donated $250,000 to build the homes, which were donated a few days before Christmas. The city of Los Angeles remains an epicenter of homeless veterans struggling to find services. In July, Governor Gavin Newsom signed a $12 billion investment to tackle homelessness, with $8.5 billion going into creative new housing units.
A Rhode Island man suspected of breaking into a house while naked is now being ordered to get a mental health evaluation. Paul Sawyer was in a courtroom yesterday afternoon charged with breaking and entering, indecent exposure, and disorderly conduct. A few days ago, the 35-year-old allegedly chased a female security guard into a business parking lot while naked before he was caught inside a nearby house. Then chased out by the homeowner because the house wasn't his. Sawyer's now due back in court in March. Remember, we're online anytime, even on holidays. We're at usaradio.com, hoping you're having a nice Christmas if you celebrate it. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.